I'd slept against the bear box, the iron food cache, cold through my sleeping bag, and woke when it was dark. I couldn't sleep a night without picturing her. 8 years after, the way she lay against the river boulder, her right hand turned away, fisted, like it held a valuable. I choked on nothing and sat up. I leaned back against the box and looked out at the sleeping camp, the orange, blue, and red tents pieced together like cars in the curry lot. I stood, pulled on my wool hat, and slid into my shoes. Started to walk. Low clouds hung in the valley, the ends torn as wet paper. I crossed at the T near the lower falls toward the meadow, moving south, spooking mule deer on the road, their hooves skittering against the asphalt like young horses. Then they were gone. I had no headlamp to follow. I stepped through the bracken fern and followed the dirt road up to the boardwalk, left across the meadow. Halfway into the open, I lay down, back flat on the fiberglass replacement boards that the Park Service bolted down the year before. Looking up at the sky, I couldn't see anything but gray, the mist backed with massing low clouds. I lay shivering, thinking of her at the river, her body, and my mother. The stories I'd heard my whole life. I was 14 years old, and I would not make it back to camp. I braided my hair 3 feet, pulled my braids tight, a long-haired boy, never a haircut. I'd been confused for a girl when I was younger. I rolled over and did push-ups to stay warm, a trick my father had taught me. He'd say, "Lie back and wait for the blood to move." I pictured him pointing with that missing index finger. People who didn't know him would just see a fist, no pointing at all. I got up and walked the boardwalk, back and forth, waiting for the smell of wet granite and ponderosa, bark like puzzle pieces chipped into moving water. I slept away from camp now, sometimes. But still I couldn't sleep. My mind pounded the upper falls in spring. I would add to that now. This morning. He came alone, in the haze, and I didn't know who he was. I was pacing the boardwalk in the early light, near the Merced. No sleep, tired like two stones grating behind my eyes. He walked up in a full suit. Expensive clothes, rare in the valley. There were all-night gatherings at the Ahwahnee, and I guessed at that. But his suit had no wrinkles, the suit pressed, a white shirt starched clean, and the pants creased to the outside. He had his right hand in his pocket as he stared off, standing on the edge of the boardwalk while the sun struggled to rise south of Half Dome. That was how it looked. The sun there as a slit, my mind the big falls, 2,000 feet above the meadow, pumping into the daylight elevation, me walking toward him. I stopped. The man said, "It's a beautiful morning, huh?" I looked around. The mist was in, and I couldn't see the details of the south side, the shield, the sentinel, the triple pillars of the cathedrals. I'd seen more beautiful mornings in the valley, but I said, "Yes."